Mr. Gaddafi filed a defamation lawsuit against three independent Niger newspapers for accusing him of backing the Tuareg rebellion in order to get more access to Niger's potential mineral and oil wealth. The court asked Mr. Gaddafi's lawyers to provide more information about how the Libyan leader was defamed by the journalists he is suing. Leonard Vincent with the Paris-based journalist lobby group Reporters Without Borders says the delay increases his concern the trial will become more political. Vincent says a current Niger government restriction on coverage of the rebellion hurts the journalists' chances for a fair trial. For the past 8 months, rebel Tuareg nomads have waged a low-intensity war in the uranium-rich northeast Agadez region, demanding a larger share of the region's wealth.
Niger justice might not give the same ruling that it would have given in times of peace. And we have noticed that the Nigerian authorities have been very irritable around the issue of the Tuareg fighting.
The Niger government has broadened its powers of arrest after declaring a state of emergency in the northeast and restricted broadcasts of the rebellion. The government also recently shut down independent newspaper Air Info for 3 months and the local office of Radio France International for 1 month, accusing both of biased pro-rebellion reporting. The journalists defend their reporting as fair and say they are victims of wartime censorship. Reporter Without Borders Vincent says journalists found guilty of libel face harsh punishment in Niger.
If, for instance, Gaddafi would attack a French newspaper, the worst could be that the newspaper be condemned to a fine. Here in Nigeria, it could send people to prison for a heavy and long prison term.
Boussada Ben Ali, the director of L'Action, one of the three newspapers that are the target of Mr. Gaddafi's defamation lawsuit, says he is not worried because he has proof to back his paper's report that Mr. Gaddafi supports the Niger Tuareg rebellion. The Niger government has accused, in its words, rich foreign powers and specifically the French uranium group Areva of supporting Tuareg fighters to frighten away potential investors competing for mining rights. Government officials in France and Libya, as well as Tuareg fighters, have all denied foreign support of the rebellion. Niger government officials have reached out to Libya for help in quelling the rebellion that has killed dozens of government soldiers. Fighters say the government has not honored its earlier peace promises when the Tuaregs last revolted in the 1990s. Government officials say they have fulfilled most peace deal agreements and dismissed the fighters as violent bandits and smugglers. More than a dozen government forces remain in captivity in Niger's northeast mountains. Rebel leaders told VOA they have released 14 government soldiers after recent Libyan intervention. Niger government officials have not confirmed the release. Phuong Tran for VOA News, Dakar.